Walker told reporters his proposal would expand vouchers beyond Milwaukee and Racine to any community with at least two schools that score poorly on state exams.
I think for us it's a realistic way to give alternatives to families where their students are headed to schools that fail to meet expectations.
That would mean vouchers would grow to at least nine communities initially, including Madison, where school board members, teachers, and others vowed to keep vouchers out of their community. The governor said the best way to do that would be to improve the schools that are failing.
Because if they don't have any schools that fail to meet expectations, there won't be a choice program in Madison.
But that hardly appeased Madison Assembly Democrat Chris Taylor, who said the governor's budget was starving public education at the expense of vouchers.
This is just taxpayer subsidies of religious education so that Governor Walker's biggest contributors can make a buck.
Walker's budget would also fund a special needs scholarship for voucher schools. Melissa Stoltz of Beloit has a daughter with Down syndrome and spoke at a press conference denouncing that plan.
No long-standing statewide disability group has asked for these vouchers.
The full details of the governor's voucher school plan will be unveiled in his budget Wednesday night. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.